Simin Tof Reish Mem Hei Sivav through Sif Test. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Try to finish up today, and then we should finish up the halachas of Tof Reish Nun, so we can go weiter with Hadassim. Sent out the Marmar Kremis. The Mechaber says in Tof Reish Mem Hei, Lulav Shei Sivav. Nektam Reishay. Dainu Shenektamu Berev Ha'olin Hel Yenin Pasul. We saw that there's really a big machlokes Yishrenim. What's considered Nektam Reishay is, in other words, they're bothered by, we mentioned this in the past, there are different psulim that we find in the Gemara and in the Mishnayos, in the Brises. First of all, sometimes you find something which is nifritsu, nifridu, or it's in the Olin. Then we have something which is in the Tiermis, Nechelka Tiermis, Nitla Tiermis. And then we have certain things that are in the Reish. Nektam Reish, Lecher Nizdak is also, Leishon Ole Nektam, of Nizdak is Kosher. Lechur is in the Reish. So what happens that certain things are in the Tiamis, certain things are in the Reish, and certain things are in the Olin. So Kenira and the Rishen were bothered by this, and they're all trying to figure out what is the Reishay. So Ravid goes so far to say that Reishay Taka doesn't mean the Olin. Reishay of the Lulav means the Shedra of the Lulav. But it doesn't mean the Olin. Rav Rishen hold not that way. They hold that it's in the Olin. The only question is, which Olin are considered Reishay? So from the Rush, it's Mashma. Maybe the Beis Yosef learns a little bit differently, but the Lechur, the Pashas, Mashmois of the Rush would be that Roishay means in a Hanami, we're talking about the leaves, and Roiv of the leaves. So what does it mean, Roishay? Roiv, the Roish of each of the leaves, which make up Roiv of the Lulav. So Lechur, it wouldn't mean how much has to get cut off. So Lechur, it's not talking about Roiv or Kulay, because it says Roish. So it means Lechur even a little bit, but even a little bit of Roiv of the leaves. That would Lechur be shot in the Rush. Tosfos and the Bala Itur and the way that the Torah brings down the Rush, they all seem to learn that it's talking about the leaves that are the Olin Hel Yoinim. The question is, what are the Olin Hel Yoinim? Are the Olin Hel Yoinim the top two leaves that come out of the Shedra, the top three leaves that come out of the Shedra? Or is it possibly all the leaves that come out of the side of the Shedra that extend above the top of the Shedra? Those are all included in Olin Hel Yoinim. La Loch Lamaiso, the Machaber is not so clear. He says, Nektam Reishay, Danu Shenektamu Roiv Ha'olin Hel Yoinim, Pasol. The Bir Halacha brings three different Pirushim as to what he could possibly mean. Lamaiso, how he used Mefarish in the Mishnah Brura, is, interestingly enough, like the Bach and the Tal say, that it means Roiv of the Olin which extend above, like the Bach says more Mefarish, Roiv of the Olin which extend above the Shedra. Which is a big chiddush. Why is it such a big chiddush? It's because the Mechaber was written by the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef didn't entertain such a pshat. The Beis Yosef either said that we're talking about there's two leaves that come out of the top, and roiv of the two leaves got cut off, or there's three leaves that come out of the top, and roiv of the three leaves, in other words, two out of the three, which is roiv, got come off. Those are actually mentioned in the Be'er Halacha, and the Beis Yosef speaks the Malafurish. He never entertained such a possibility, but chlal, that it means roiv of the leaves which extend above the Shedra. So why would it be mefarish that that's pshat in the Mechaber? Lemaisa, that's the way the Mishnah Brura goes. And that would be considered Reishay. Reishay means the top of the Lulav. In other words, the leaves which extend above the Shedra of the Lulav. Lemaisa, that's Lahalacha. The Ramah brings down afterwards, Vimnektam Ha'ala Elyonim Tzoyish Ala Shedra Pasul. He's Mefarish that, no, Nektam is, I shouldn't say no, it's a shaila whether or not he's being chorlik. Is he being chorlik on the Mechaber or not, as the Bir Halacha is Mefarish. However, he clearly learns that Nektam were machmer for the Rav Magen and the Ran, that hold that Nektam is Bereishoy of the Tiamis. The Reish of the Lulav is the Tiamis. And Memela, Nektam Reishoy means the Tiamis got knocked off. That would be considered Nektam Reishoy. This Lechura is the psul that's probably the most matsui, the one that has to be most careful with in all the psulim of Lulav. Because even though there's another one which is very common, which is Nechlokat Yemis, which is pretty common. However, Lehalocha Lamaisa, Ledino, it only passes if it's Reiv, according to the Mishnah Brura. The Mitzvah and the Mufchur is either a Tefach or even a Mashu. But Medina, it's either Reiv or Kuloi. Vemela, that's not so common for the ones that we find in the Shuk. They can be found, and you have to be careful. But it's not so common that it should be sliced open totally, and they're going to leave it in the box of the Lulavim. What's more common is that it should be nektam. Nektam means that it's chopped off a little bit, and if we're machmer for this Ramah, that nektam means the ola elyon, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the yeshirimim that ain lahakol lebruch. I'm sorry, yeshirimim that it's even a mashu. It's even a psul of mashu. But filu nektam ola azis b'chol shu pasul. One lachur, that's lachur according to the Ran that holds nektam is even a mashu. That was said with regard to Tiyemis and Asur Roshay Shalulav Kechoit Meishal Esrog and Apostle Afilu B'mashu. Memeila L'chara, one should L'chatchila be Choshish for the Shita. First of all, because maybe that's Pshat in the Ramah. Second of all, because if the Bir Alacha says, Tafresh Nun Vav, that one should be Machmer and Hidr Mitzvah to Chap Shitas, even if you don't pask in the Halacha L'maisa, but if it's possible according to a certain Shita, you should spend more money to Chap that Shita even if you don't pask like it. So certainly over here, where we're talking about something which could very well be that we do klaskin like it, it's a shayla, the Mishnah Berurah says, is it roiv of the leaf? Is it to the shadr? Is it roiv of the leaf? Is it a filo b'mashu? Is metade that it could be a filo b'mashu? Memela, one should certainly be choshish that a filo b'mashu, it's going to be possible. The fact that we see with regard to other psulim that were machmer, nizdak, kehemnik b'mashu, and other psulim, therefore, one should be makbid over here, lachur of a mashu. Now, how much is a mashu? So the Eilim saw the mabitz, which was brought down in Kiv Eger. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. It's brought down in the Magen Avraham later on also. That there's a chilek between things that are possible because of lekicha tama and things that are possible because of other. Things that are possible because of lekicha tama, you got to be extra careful. You have to look very closely because it's not tomim. If it's missing anything, you need simas ayin bediuk is the lashon of That's the lashon of the mabit. Something which is only hadar, then it doesn't need simus ayin bidiyuk. It's totally in how it is in your hand, and if it looks mehodar when it's in your hand, then that's okay. You don't have to mamash look closely. The Bikur Yaakov, he actually says a little bit more. He says yesh li zar bazeh la'ayin hetiv shaloi nektam klum. But then he adds on ubekal yuchol lahakir. So his la'ayin hetiv kinira doesn't mean scrutinize it because he says bekal yuchol lahakir. So you should look closely, but if it doesn't look to you like it's cut off, lachur, that's fine. Now there are numerous cases where it's not 100% clear whether or not it's nektam. Generally it comes to a point at the end. If it's not perfectly as a point, then there's always a question. Maybe it's not 100%. Maybe it's not 100% nektam. And maybe it's not 100% shalim. Memela, it's kedai. Memela, it's kedai sometimes to check with a magnifying glass to see whether or not it is nektam. There's a surefire way to know that it's not nektam. And that is, if you look at it with a magnifying glass, at the spitz, mamish, the top, the point of the tiyemis, you'll look at it and you'll see, you think it looks like it's like a needle. There's nothing, mamish comes to a point. But if you look at it, you'll see that it's not mamish a point. There's a small indentation in it, similar to the indentation that there is in the standard estrig that doesn't have a pitim. The mamash like is a guma indentation, a little crater. You have that at the top of every leaf, every tiyemis. You have a tiny indentation. If you see that indentation, you know for sure, if it's shalim, you know for sure that it's not nektam. If you see it's perfectly round, you know for sure that it's not nektam. You don't have to worry about anything else. So that's just a surefire way to know that it's not nektam. Sometimes it could be that you don't see it and it's also not nektam because it's covered over with a little bit of kiral, ukedema. Therefore, you can't, it's not. If you don't see it, it doesn't mean for sure that it is nektam, but if you do see it, you know for sure that it's not nektam. That's an easy way to check a lulav to make sure that it's not nektam. Now, sometimes what they have at the top of a leaf, top of a lulav, this is relatively common, is coming out of the top of the tiyemis is a spitz. Mamash, it looks like a little needle which is coming out of the top leaf. It could be a good few inches long. Sometimes it's brown, it looks like kiro. And sometimes it's mamish like a spitz that looks like the hemshich of the leaf, but it's very, very thin and narrow. And if you're not careful, what usually happens is it just gets knocked off. That being the case, is that a problem of nektam or not? Is that a problem of nektam or not? The place can bring down from the Ikri Hadat that he says that it's not a problem. It says, for sure, according to the Shitas, that whole nektam, you need much more of the leaf. Pasha, that's not a problem. But even if you hold that it's a mashu, he's metzadeh that it's not a problem. Why? Because the whole soul of Nekdam is that it's not Hadar. Fakert. This, with this needle that's sticking out, it's not Hadar. When you knock it off, then it's Hadar. Now, obviously, Hadar is not subjective. It's not dependent on each person's liking. And if a person likes flat leaves as opposed to pointy leaves, you can't just chop it off and say it's considered Hadar. But it's something which is not the norm of most lulavim, memela, and it sticks out like a sore thumb. It makes a lot of sense that that is not a chilek of the hodor of the lulav, and if you take it off, it's not a chasarnin hodor. It's possible also if it's kuril that it's not considered a chilek of the lulav bichlal, maybe it's not considered a part of the leaf, and memela, it's not a problem if it comes off. They bring it down also, b'shem l'chazanish, Rav Karpa, I think, brings down b'shem l'chazanish, that's not a problem of nektam. Now, me'in l'inyan, the Bir Halacha brings down here, with regard to nektam of Hadas and Arava, he says, how much is it considered nektam? It's not considered nektam if you chop off just the leaves, it's only considered nektam if you take off a little bit of the stem as well. V'shira k'timo, lo'y matzasi mefurish, how much is the shir of the k'timo that passes by a Hadas and Arava? Mistavra d'shirei b'chol shu, k'may shikas v'ran l'ini nektam reish alulov. Mistaver is koshu, just like the Ran said, b'ned nektam reish aluluv. Now, tzorech bir k'tzas, because what the Ran said by nektam reish aluluv means is that osu reish aluluv k'choit meish alesrig, because that's what a person sees. However, by hadas and arava, especially by hadas, you don't see it. How could you see osu reish shal hadas k'choit meish al arava? L'chor doesn't pass such a shprach. It could be that he means to say what the Ran says, that's the mashmoyes of the Lashon of Reish. When it says nektam Reish, it's mashma, filu v'chol shu. It could be that that's goof for the makar, that asu Reish shalov k'chaytim shalasek. This bothered me, I spoke to Ranam a little bit about this. What does it mean, asu? Who is asu? Who is he quoting? Rav Tarfin? Who said it? Which gadol said asu Reish shalov k'chaytim shalasek? Kimdumani, his makar is goofer from this psul, nektam Reish. Where does it come from? Tapasol Reish? It should be nektam olin. No, nektam reishi means the top of the tiamis, because they made the top of the tiamis. That's goof what Chazal were trying to tell you when they said nektam reishi, that there's something special be reishi, that apostles are filu b'mashu. Because also reishi shalul k'chaytum shalasek. If that's the case, it also says nektam reishi by hadas and arava. Therefore, it also passes b'chol shu. B'chlal mistaver, it has to be b'mashu. Because if not, what is the shir? Your shir is, if you have a hadas, that's three tfachim. So anything that you cut off, it's ready not the shir. So we're talking about a hadas which is more than three tefachim, so it's five tefachim. So how much do you have to cut off? A tefach? You can't tell afterwards how much you cut off. By a lulav, you could tell after you cut off. You cut off from the olin, you could tell how much was cut off. But by a hadas, you have no idea if you cut off 16 feet or if you cut off 6 millimeters. There's no way to know after you cut it off how much you cut off. So l'chur, the inyan of nektam, is the fact that it's cut off. Afilu b'chol shu. And memela and echanami, it's mistaver that it would be b'chol shu. Now, what's the story of using being yoytze benektam b'shasat chak? Can you be yoytze? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says over here, daf kedika achar v'leka achar mevarchan alav. So it's a shayla, why is it kosher b'shasat chak? From the Darki Moshe, it sounds like he's mattering it because of the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that the whole din of nektam is only the chatchila by lulav, but the evidence kosher. And the Bach Shrei is chai v'kayim, that's talking about hadas b'chlal, that's not talking about lulav. From the fact that he quotes over here, Daf Gedigach of Alekalach of Arkhalov, somebody quotes the Mordechai, it's not exactly clear who that is in the parentheses. If it's the Ramal, certainly. If not, Lachoris Pasha is quoting the Darki Moshe, that it's the Mordechai. However, the Bir Halacha wants to say that no, we're not going with the Mordechai. We're being Semech on all the other Shitas. The Ramal is being Semech on all the other Shitas of Rishenim that hold that Nektam is not Dafka, Bereshat Tiamis. Nektam is even all the other leaves. And therefore, since there's so many shitas that hold that nektam is not just the top of the tiamis, memela, one would be able to be mekel. He's mitzadet. You're even able to be mekel if the ketima is down to the shedra, because you have so many shitas that hold that it's either two or it's three or it's reiv the alin el yainim, or it's all the alin el yainim. You have all these shitas in what nektam is. Memela, you could be semich Lekula, and even make a bracha, it sounds like, from the Bir Halacha. However, this is only if you don't have another luluf. What does it mean you don't have another luluf? What's b'shasat chak? That there's no deleka acher, dafke dika acher. So if you look at the Chaya Adam, when he's talking about different psulim and being yetzer b'shasat chak, leka acher, he's not going with nektam specifically, is being referring to all the psulim, but leka acher, he says that the leka acher means that there's no one in town that has another lulav. But anybody in town that has another lulav, that's already ika acher, and you have to be yotze with that fellow's, and you can't be yotze with your own. Now, if you live in Yerushalayim, does that mean, and you live in Neve Yaakov, so that means you have to walk to Harnof? I don't know exactly what a city means, what a town means. Lecher, Neve Yaakov means Neve Yaakov, and Harnof means Harnof. Beis Yisrael to Me'er Sharm, I'm not sure. But it means that there's mamish, no lulav to be gotten, which Chazdei Hashem bezmaneinu, that's really not the Metzias. We have generally Erev Yontif, there's hundreds of thousands, probably tens of thousands of lulalim that are thrown in the garbage can, because there's such a surplus, Chesed Hashem Yisbarach. It's not like somebody showed me that Reb Moshe Feinstein in Russia, they were able to get a tzoregim because it's food, and Hadassim and Aravas were able to grow there, but Lulavim didn't grow there, and Memela, there was a problem, they only got a new lulav once every 3 years. There was a tax on it because of it. It wasn't a food, so there was a big tax on it. Memela, they couldn't afford the tax once every 3 years. That's okay, Beseder. Once every 3 years, they had in their town, that was the Masiv. Bismanena, that's not the Masiv, and Memela, really, one should not be Yotzi with Nektam, Shatatrak at all. Now, Nektam is only at the top. Nektam, what's the psul of Nektam? So Rashi says it's Hadar. The Sfasemet says Matzad that it's Chasar. But Rebbe Shainim understand that it's a psul Hadar. There is no psul Chasar Bechlal, not by Lulav, and some people say there's not a psul Chasar even by Esrig. Memela, the only psul is a psul Alt Hadar. There's no psul Chasar. That being the case, the Eish Lavrom brings down here, the Yad Mefarshim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Beis David that there's no psul chaser be'etzem by a lulav. Memela, if somebody, achbaram, take a bite out of the shedra of the lulav, or gets shaved off somehow, that is not a problem, because there is no psul chaser by a lulav. It's a psul nektam, but there's no psul chaser. If the top of the shedra gets knocked off, that's already nektam, according to the Ravid, and according to others, there might be a lot of other things. But be'etzem, there's no psul of chaser by a lulav. That's Sifov. Siv Zayin is Nizak, the Din of Hemnik, im Nisrakush, is Nisrakush, Nesop, Stok of Zemizach, Nir Kishnaim, Possel. Hago, Vafilu le Nechlakat Yemis, Elian, Benishi, Possel, Lul, Mikar, Nechlakat Yemis, even if it's not Nechlako, Alt, Nechlakat Yemis, it still could be a problem of Nizak. Now, Nizak is not clear what the Psul of Nizak is. Like we saw, there's Kamev, Kamashitas, Nirishain, and what's Nizak? Is Nizak that Nizak Hemnik, that Possels? Nizdak in the Shedra, that it grew that way? The Shedra grew as two different Shedrais, like Rashi says? Or does it mean in between the leaves that the Shedra got cut up a little bit? That the leaf itself got cut, Nizdak in Gansen? Nechlakat Yemis is in Gansen, and Nizdak is in Afilo Bimiyutoi. If Nechlakat Yemis is Bimiyutoi, so then you can say that Nizdak is Lerochboi. I sent out some pictures of that. Not exactly clear what Nizdak is. Now, what are we talking about and which leaves it is? And maybe Nizdak is in all the leaves. So the truth is that both the Mechaber and the Ramah are not exactly clear what they're talking about. The Mechaber just says, Nizdak im Nizrachku shnei tzedok of zemizeh at shenir kishnayim pasol. Is he talking about the leaves or is he talking about the Shedra? Is he talking about Raiv or is he talking about one? So it happens to be in Sifvav, he's talking about the leaves. In Sif Ches, the one afterwards, he's talking about the Shedra. Yishlei Kmin Koytzim Shedra says. Zion is sandwiched in between. What are we talking about? Are we talking about the leaves? He's talking about the Shedra. It's Levush Yitzrod. He names on Kapshutay. We're coming off of Sif Vav. Sif Vav is talking about the Olin. We're also talking about the Olin over here. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Mechaber, the Nechlaka is only in Reva Olin. Then Nizak is also in Reva Olin. It's a little bit sussum. But Lachar, that's how Levush Yitzrod understands the Mechaber. The Ramah, on the other hand, he says, no, Hagav Afilo Nechlakat Yemis, Elyen Binishi Pasalul Mat Mikoyach Nechlakat Yemis. He seems to be Misyachis only to Nechlakat Yemis. Even if it's not Pasal, it's Nechlakat Yemis, still be Pasal to Nizdak. What does he mean to say? Where's the Psul? So if Nechlakat Yemis Pasals only Berubai, so you can say Nizdak Pasals Bimiyutai, is the Ramah going like the Yeshim Lahachmir that it Pasals Afilo Bimiyutai? So then what is Nizdak, according to that? So Lechura, Nizdak, if you learn, like the Rishonim, like the Taz, that says that Nizdak, that Nechlaka, Atiyemis, only passes with a Tefach, even according to the Machmirim, then you could say that Nizdak passes Afilu B'mashu, even if it's less than a Tefach. But if you learn like the Chai Adam, that learned that nechlakat yemes pasul zafilu b'mashu, so then what's nizdak? Nizdak, what, you can't have less than a mashu. So l'chor you're going to have to say that nizdak means l'rachboin. The truth is that's what really what the Rishonim say. And the Gaon points that out. He says it's a doichik ishtikl because that's not the metzias, that nizdak is going to be nizdak l'rachboin in an oifen that it could turn into a hemnik. So l'chor it's shver to say that. But Gufa from, I saw somebody brought down, I can't remember exactly where they brought, who was that person, that Araya, not like the Taz, from the fact that the Rishonim had to be Madche and say that Nizdak is L'Rochboi, why can't they say that Nizdak is less than a Tefach? Nechloka is if it's a Tefach, and Nizdak Emnik is if it's less than a Tefach. Elamai, they understood that the Yesh Machmirim, that are Machmir Afilu B'miyuta, it doesn't mean a Tefach, it means Afilu B'mashu. And Mamela, the only way to say that Nizdak is to say that Nizdak is talking about a different thing, it's not talking about vertically. It's talking about horizontally. And if it got cut off horizontally, then it would be cut off. Now, the Ritva points out, and I think this is Lule de Mistafina Amina, this is Pashup Shan and Rashi also, when Rashi says Nektam is kosher, Lo Yishonu Ela Nektam Ava Nizdak is kosher, Nizdak, Rashi says, Nizdaku Rashi Ha'olin, the Lule de Mistafina Amina, the Pshat is like the Ran says. The Ran says, Lo Yishonu Ela Nizdak. Nizdak is kosher. What nizdak are we talking about? And the Gemara says, no, if it's nizdak kehemnik, then it's pasul. What's that talking about? What's the nizdak? It doesn't pass to say, lo yishonu ela nektam. But if it's not a Gemara pri, if it comes from a tree that doesn't have dates, then it's not going to be kosher. What shaykhis does one psul have to the other that it passes to say, lo yishonu? Lo yishonu means it's similar to nektam. Lo yishonu ela nektam, that it's totally sliced off the top. But if you take a razor and you start slicing it off, and you don't totally cut it off, that it should be nektam. You stop halfway through, that's nizdak. That's l'rachboin. That's the Ritva's medayik this. He doesn't say l'ishono, but he says it's similar to nektam. And so it's l'chor, not such a doichik to learn that pshat in the Gemara. L'maisa says that that's what nizdak means. L'chor, you would have to say, according to the Ramah, you'd have to say, according to the Ramah, that that's what the... that if you understand that the Ramah is saying that even in an oifen when it's not nechlakat yoimis, it's going to be possible, and you hold that nechlakat yoimis possible b'mashu, then nizdak has to be l'rachboin. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down a different shot. He quotes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says a totally different shot. No, it doesn't mean that it's nizdak l'rachboin. It means that it's nizdak in between the leaves that are next to the olin, the tiyemis, not the tiyemis. That's pasal nechlakah. But the leaves next to it, they don't pass as nechlagat yemis, unless it's right with the leaves in might. But the leaves that are right next to the tiyemis, if they become nizdika, in a even that they look like a hemnik, then they're going to pass them. Now, l'chor it's tzarech bir tuva. Where did we ever find a mila about the leaves that are next to the tiyemis? If they're coming out of the shedra, so maybe they're together with the tiyemis, they have a mila of reishay. But that should be where the psul of, you have to say that nizdak really passes on all the leaves that are coming out of the top. Just the tiramis is puzzle anyhow, it's nechlakah. So nizdak is only negel by the leaves that are next to it. Maybe we don't really find such a psul to say that nizdakah is referring to that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Dafka those leaves is lachur chiddush prefat if the leaves that are next to it are not coming out of the top of the shedra, which is very often the case. They come out a little bit lower. So lachur they're not shy after the tiramis bechlal. So the truth is, if you look at the prima gadim inside lulei demistafin amina, although the Mishnah Berurah does not say this. The mashmois of the Prima Gadim is that he learned the Magen Avraham that it's not talking about the leaves next to the tiyemis split. The leaf next to the tiyemis split from the tiyemis into the shedra. The leaves cracked away from the tiyemis that the whole shedra cut. So that's in a chanami. That's nizak, the top of the luluf. And that's pasul. The Mishnah Berurah understood it's talking about the leaves themselves pasul. Then he tells you have to be careful, and one should be careful, because Mishnah Berurah says you have to be careful when you're checking the tiyemis, make sure not to open up the next leaves. However, it would seem that there's another psul also of nizdak according to the Prima Gadim that is going to be in between the leaves when the shedra cracks. What's halacha l'maisa? What's nizdak tiyemis halacha l'maisa? So Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's pirish shalay nizdak olam tsoyad ha-shedra afilu nizdak rak miktsosay that it wouldn't pasul. And he says, "V'yesh liyizar harvei bazeh." You should be nizar harvei bazeh, and that's what kama of the lashonis of the Achreinim are, Prima Gadim, and the Levush Yisrael. Yesh liyizar harvei bazeh. If you look, what does that mean? So Levush Yisrael seems to understand when is the hemnik. What
constitutes a hemnik. Any time that your lulav opens up a little bit and you see that it's two leaves, that's automatically a hemnik because it's near kishtayim. So, it would seem from the Stimas Mishnah Berurah maybe that it is that way, and also from the Bir Halacha, a little bit. From the Moshe Tzvadi, he seems to say that. He says, you have to be careful, because any time that your nechlak got the emes, you got to be careful that it's not Nizdak Hamnik. It's very often, it's Nizdak Hamnik. However, it seems that the Paiskei's Manenu, and the Mechabri's Manenu, almost everybody goes like this Maharsham, that is in Das Tero, and there's others that say it as well, that it has to be that when you put down the lulav and it's not straight up, very often when you have the lulav straight up and you're holding it in your hand, some of the leaves fall down to one side, some of the leaves fall down to the other side, slightly. And mamela, if your middle leaf is open, a little bit's going to go to the right, a little bit's going to go to the left. However, they're not bent batim. And if you put it down and lie it down on a table, then the leaves would come together. And if you shake it, the leaves come together. The only time, he says the Marsham, that it's not considered, that it's considered hemnik, is if they're bent off to the side, that they don't come together when you put it down. Their mamash bent off to the side. The lashon of the Ravid is that sheniftach hasedek boifin she'ena yochel yisaber. You can't put it together. Mamela, that would be the mashmois over here. Reb Shlomo Zalman said he pointed to once to the picture in the. I don't know if he had a oiz v'hadar, but he pointed to the picture. I understood that there's a difference in the pictures from the regular Narado Gemara and the Oiz V'Hadar Gemara. But he said that if you look at the pictures of the Rishenim, why were they matriach themselves to make pictures? To show that it's mamish bent off to the side. A lot of them have a Y. A lot of them have that it curves off to the side. So it doesn't have to be curved off to the side. It could be like scissors that are open. But it has to be, a lot of people hold it, has to be pointing in two directions. So if you have the spitz, very often the spitz of a lulav, the two leaves come up and it's baklal not even separate. Just this one spitzes a little bit, another spitzes a little bit. So you automatically have a little bit in between. It comes to like a triangle at the top. So you have a little in between. That's not a problem. And even if it opens a little bit and you can see in between, that's also not a problem with pashtus. You put it down and it comes together, it's not a problem. If they're bent off to the side, I would say like a Y, that even like a small Y, but it's clearly you could see in between the two sides of the Y, but their mom is bent off to the side, that is a good case of Nechlak Atiyemis, Nizdak, that would be Nizdak Atiyemis, Yishli Zor B'Zaharbe, even if it's a little bit, one should be Nizar in that. Now, can you be Machshirit by gluing it together? So if you look there in the Marsham, he's Metzadeh that you could, because he says, Likicha Tame, you can make it Ayidei glue, but Hadar, you could, and Nizdak is only a problem of Hadar, not a problem. Lamaisa, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, not that way, he said, Nechlak Atiyemis, you could put glue that it shouldn't get any bigger, but something which is already puzzle, you cannot be matched it and turn it hadar, ayidei glue, and that's for the most part how most poiskim go. Even though Diane Fisher was also inside like this marsham, that you could be matched in nizdak emne because it's only a din of hadar, it's not a din of lekichatama. However, most poiskim go not that way. You're not going to be able to matched it. It's much better to close up your lulav, which is a nechlaka, even if it's a tefach, with glue than to do a nizdak, because nechlaka is only a chumrah if it's a tefach, we hold rubai, as opposed to nizdak, pashas me'ikar adin, it's going to be pasal like we're machmer, even b'mashu. Sif ches, and tet. Yesh like yimin koitzin, says the machaber, b'shedros oish nitmas v'nichvats oishu okum, lefonov, sharei shedroi kegav balach v'kriteres, pasal. Chin v'nekal echel mitzod pasal, alim nekal achar av koshru, shazeu b'yosei. The machaber brings down both pshatim, in the Rishonim of Kovitz, is it with a Chof or is it with a Kuf? Doesn't mean that there's Kreitzim inside, or doesn't mean that it's shriveled up. So, and he says, either one is possible, they're both Mashmois, Lachor, you have to be Chosh for both Shitas, and therefore, if it has Kreitzim, which is sometimes the case, that the bottom of a Lulav will have something sticking out of it, that would be possible. Now, can you cut them off? Can you cut off these Kreitzim that are sticking out? So we found in the Gemara that there's certain types of things that were Pashit, that are not Kosher, because they're Chayot Arche Noyam. There it's pashut that it doesn't, you can't cut it off, because the whole min has these spikes coming out of it. So certainly the Torah wasn't referring to that. But a standard lulav doesn't have the spikes coming out of it. So if you have a fluke lulav that does, it's not you're not being mafkiya the entire min. It's not a chasaron in darcher darcherim, you shouldn't use it. But the Torah doesn't want you to use such a thing. But the question is, if you cut it off, should that be possible? I saw in Michil Michal Stern Sefer, I didn't see him a car, that you could cut them off. You cut them off, that's not a problem, that's not going to be a puzzle, l'chara, that would be the pashtus. Kovitz, which shriveled up, What is that case? That's not exactly clear. What's the case of a shriveled lulav? Even a lulav that gets very dried out, it doesn't shrivel up, generally, as far as I know. Sometimes there's a zigzag at the top of the tirmis. The top leaves zigzag, either the tirmis itself or the top leaves. That lachar would be a case of nichvas. It looks like it shriveled up. So the problem is it's not really shriveled. It's kovitz. It looks like it shriveled. Maybe that's what it means. Rav Yechimach Stern in his Sefer on Dal Minim, he said that Rav Vosner told him that it's not a problem. When it's in the tirmis over there, it's not a problem. Zigzag, he showed him a picture, it's not a problem. Maybe he'll send that a picture to the Olam. So what is the problem? So he's Metzayin, on Or Zarua, I think there are people that hold that it is a problem. Certainly the Chatzchila, one should not take it. A good chance that is, there are Paiskim that hold it, that's Nichlal and Kovitz. So you shouldn't take one that has a zigzag. The Or Zarua, in Siman Shin Vav, he says, Sh'nizkavtsu tzidei ha'olin ke'in beis kibul, v'nichnesu zele seichze. It sounds like that the leaves cup and turn, like in a, they flower a little bit, and the one leaf gets folded into the other leaf, that would be kovitz. Not the actual leaves shriveled, but the leaves are one enters, one folds over into the next one, and that's what passes it. Either one of those one should refrain from. Okum zermel magol means that it looks like a sickle. A sickle is mamish like a C. It's mamish bent over. If it's not bent over, mikra din, it's not a problem. That means whether it's to the right, to the left, or forward, only if it's like a sickle is it a problem. However, if you look at the Shari Tshuva, the Shari Tshuva says that you should have it that it's not bent over at all. It shouldn't be bent over at all. Kosa machzik bracha. B'sefer get mukosher lechatchila yesh lizor shliya okum klal. Lotis midei safik. He says if lotis midei safik, you shouldn't be okum klal. What does he mean lotis midei safik? Lotis midei safik means that there are those that understand the B'sefer brought down such a shita that what's kosher is lefonav and what's pasul is laacharav. So, since we don't know which one is kosher, which one is pasul, so it should be straight up. But lechura, either way, he doesn't really mean to say that it should be straight as a needle, straight as a arrow, because as long as it's not bent over like a bow, like a sickle, then it's not going to pasul. And therefore, whether it's forward or backwards, it's not going to pasul. It's not a sickle. So he just means to say it shouldn't be like a sickle, forward or backwards. Latzis midei safik. However, from him, we don't find lechura that it should be straight as an arrow. Nevertheless, the Chaim of Bracha, which is a Sefer on Dal Aminim, written about 100 years ago, that he goes, he names on Kipshutai, that it should be, 120 years ago, it should be straight as an arrow. Yosher Kesharvin, I think he says somewhere that it's Deima, since it's Mesamel, the Shedra of a person, so it should be straight as an arrow. And I saw in the Licha Shlemai, that they bring down over there, that this is one of the things that he was extremely makbid on. You see people in the shuk all the time, they pick up the lulav and they hold it to their eye like it's a rifle, and checking to see, what's the big deal? It's not Akum Kamagal. The answer is, yeah, but there is a hither that it should be straight as an arrow, and it shouldn't bend off to the side, not even backwards. Even though it's Briyasei Pabashtis, it shouldn't bend over, Bechlal, it should be straight as an arrow. Sif Tes is, Im Kofa Bereshei Pasul, Vadav Kishish Drosei Kfufo, Aval Olav Kfufim Bereshei, Kemoisha Derech Lias Harbi Lulavim, Kosher. This is a Machlekes Rishenim between the Rosh and the Ran. What is Kofof? Is Kofof referring to the Shedra, like the Rosh holds? Or is Kofof referring to the Olin, like the Ran holds? The Rosh says, nope, there are many, it's very mutsuri that the top leaf should be covered over. This is what we call a Knepel, that the top leaf or the top leaves bend over a tiny little bit. They make a U to the, like a Ches, to the bottom, even in a tiny little bit at the top. So the Rosh says, the Ran says, Bapash, that's possible. Kofuf, Asur Reishish Galuv, Kechayit Mishal Esik, and one of the things that he mentions there is Kofuf. The Rosh, on the other hand, says, no, Oyev Ani Lotis Bezebe Yaiser. I'd love to use this because I know for sure that the leaves aren't, since it's mamish, it's tucked into each other, it's mamish bent over, it's not easy for it to open up. Unless you mamish give it a serious zest, it's not going to open up. And Mamela, I know for sure that it's not Nechla Katiemis at all, and therefore, I'd love to use these Lulavim. Now, Lechura, Lulei de Mistafina Amina, that one should be machmir not to have such a lulav with a knepel. Why? Because as the Yavitz says, the Shari Tshuva brings down the Yavitz, who says, the Afsha Rosh Kosev Shoye Oyev Lotis Boy, Ligdas Gdayel Machirim Loidai Shinim in a Mofcher, Lashin Yetim Boy. The Rosh says that it's a mitzvah in a Mofcher, it's a hider mitzvah to use this. Says the Yavitz, not only is it not a hider mitzvah, it's a chazar mitzvah. You're not Yetzi Dechev also, so one should not use it. Befrat, that the like the Bir Alacha says, that we try to be mahadar for shitas, that, according to other shittas, even Rav Pasuk like them, however, to be chayshish for them lechatchila. Now, if you're chayshish for the Ran in Nechlako, and you're chayshish for the Ran in Nizdak, why wouldn't we be chayshish for the Ran in Kofuf also? L'chor, one should be chayshish for the Ran also in Kofuf. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Minig Ha'olam is not that way. The Minig Ha'olam is not like the Ran. The Minig Ha'olam is like the Rosh, to be used, to be Semich, on to use one that's a Knepel. Kimdumani, it's much more Matzoi by Hasidim. Litvishers, I think, are more Bederech Klal. They get a Lulav, which is straight as an arrow to the top. However, the most, many Hasidim are more Haimish, or get one with a Knepel. However, I think that the Litvish, or you generally get one that's straight to the top. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, if that's your Minig, the Mishnah Berurah says that is the Minig Ha'olam, don't shterzach. However, if that's not your Minig, I would think L'chalchila to get it straight. Lule the Mistafin Amin, and I saw some person that say this also, that you could have an Eitzah, which you Yetzi, they call Kolashitis, Mitzvah Minim Ofchor. Kofuf means that it looks like a Ches. It goes up and it goes back down. But if it's bent over, sometimes like a Vav, one of the Bnei HaChaburu showed me that his Gula from this past year looks like that. It looks like a Vav. It bends out, it doesn't go down, it goes to the side. The top leaf bends over a little bit, but just to the side, and it doesn't go back down. It looks like a Vav as opposed to a Ches. In such a case, L'chor, you have the Mile of the Rush, it's not going to open. And Mitzad Sheni, it's not considered Kofuf because it doesn't go down. Therefore, L'chor, it would be good, even according to the Ran. I saw brought down that the stipler, he used to take a regular lulav, a straight lulav, and afterwards he would take a lulav that's bent over with a knepel, k'dei latzis the oil of the latzis b'zev yoyser of the rush. This is getting into the well known shaila that from the Reb Chaim Brisker that he said that it's not shaykh to mekayim hider after Mekayim the Iker Mitzvah. There's no din. Hider is always the din in the Mitzvah. If you're ready Yetzi the Iker Mitzvah, you can't do something else to be Yetzi just hider without the Mitzvah. However, many Paiskim, I saw brought down also, I think it's Machlekes Rishonim, Mikori Kedesh, I think wants to say it's Machlekes Rishonim, but whether you could or you can't be Yetzi hider after the Mitzvah, the Chur from this Maisa would be a Raya that he held that you could be Yetzi the hider even after the Mitzvah. Just to be Misakim, I'm going to quote the Chaim Ubracha. What is the Lulav HaMahoder, the Chaim Ubracha and Simon in Oy Samach Vav? He says that there's 8 Tanaim for the Lulav HaMahoder. First of all, Shloye, it should be Yorek Mimata Adamala, and he says, Befrat Bereshat Yemis, he's Mitzayan the Goyin, that's Machmer for even a little bit of Yavesh at the Reshat Yemis. The Chazanish wanted a Taina that Tafka fits Mamish so dried out that it's Nifrach when you touch it. However, some learn that the Goyin is talking about, no, any bit of Yavshus, Mamela should be green from the top to the bottom. Bottom to the top. It should be straight Yosher Kesharvit. The Tiyamish shouldn't be Nechvav Klal, even B'mashu. It shouldn't be Nektam Afilu B'mashu. It shouldn't be Nizdak the Tiyamis Afilu B'mashu. The leaves shouldn't be Nifradim Zemizeh. He adds in, it shouldn't be Murkov, Chshash Murkov, or Gru in the Otzitz Shein and Okiv. And he says, L'chatchila, you should look for a Lulav that has only one Tiyamis. To be choishish for the shittas agarinim that hold that if it had two tiemuses that were together and it got stuck and it opened, then it's problematic. Maybe lechatchil to look for one tiemus. Mishlam Zalman, I think he was makrid himself, but he said you don't have to be makrid for it. But that is one of the eight tanaim. The chur, you're safer if you have only one than if you have two. And we will just end off with a gematria, which is brought down here in the Be'er Heitiv, which we were saying lulav is b'gematria chayim. They're both 68. Our limud of Dalet Minim, Bechlal, and Lulav Berfat should bring much chayim to the Olam. We shouldn't hear of any other people that Chas V'Shalom get sick, or worse than that, from the Corona. We should only hear Besuras Tevis.